Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm Paul Zeiss. It's the Paul Zeiss Show. We're putting a bow, or whatever you want to say, on the end of the Penguin season. And who better to do it with than our good friend Jason Mackey from the Post-Gazette. Jason, I know you've probably already started going into hockey withdrawal. I mean, this, you know, for the next 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, there'll be no games for you to go to.
I know. That will be weird, man. I'm not adjusted to it yet. I think we've talked about this. I run on a better speed whenever I'm going somewhere all the time. But it's going to be strange. Going to have to start the off-season routine a little bit early. I guess I'll survive.
Yep, you'll survive. It's interesting listening to all of the press conferences and, you know, whatever you want to call them, you know, media scrums, everything else today. The Penguins are not very good at this, A, losing early, and B, being questioned as to why they lost early.
Yeah, that was there was some anger and hostility there from Chris Letang and Jim Rutherford, I would say. And Rutherford, to his credit, there was an exchange with Jonathan Bombouli from the Trib, and Rutherford got a little testy about Jonathan questioning how much speed they have on defense, and then Rutherford sought out Jonathan afterward and kind of apologized. So I give Jim credit for that. I know I asked Letang about, you know, does he need to maybe be a little bit more calculated with his decision-making or something of that sort, and he hated the line of questioning and was kind of standoffish with, you know, what do you want me to do, make no mistakes or whatever. And I don't know. I thought it was an appropriate question. The full exchange is on my Twitter account if anybody wants to see it. But, I mean, come on. You just got crushed by the Islanders in 4 games. This is a team that is better than that. There needs to be questions that are asked. And, you know, if we're not asking those questions, I guarantee you that the Penguins beat reporters or media corps or whatever you want to say is going to be questioned why you're not asking the question. So we're just doing our job.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think the one thing that's pretty clear to me is that, and I think you wrote about it in your story, was your takeaway too, there's going to be some changes and maybe even some, you know, major changes or whatever this offseason.
Yeah, and I wrote specifically, and I don't know whether it's the piece that's online today or I think there's one going to be posted tomorrow at postgazette.com, but Rutherford had a quote in there that basically said, you know, some of these guys who have won multiple cups at this point in their career don't have that sort of same passion. And in the piece, I went through and deduced, you know, who has won multiple cups at this point in their career. Like, I wouldn't think he'd be talking about 24-year-old Olimata with a statement like that. So, I mean, you're basically looking at Crosby, Malkin, Hornquist, Kessel, Letang, maybe that's it. And Cullen. I mean, Cullen's 42. We're not talking about him. You're not talking about Crosby or Hornquist, I wouldn't think. Those two give as much effort as anybody in the league. But I think who he's talking to or talking about there is Malkin, Letang, and Kessel. And those are the guys, you know, Malkin's coming off his worst year as a pro. Kessel, you know, I wouldn't say is an attitude problem, but is certainly at times an attitude question. And the way Letang just sort of stubbornly thinks he is able to play and sometimes can't causes issues for them. And I would also remind that they won a Stanley Cup without Chris Letang. They won a lot of games this season without Chris Letang. And so I think Rutherford's going to take a long, hard look at those three. I don't expect him to trade Malkin, but I do expect him to seriously consider, you know, whether he needs the other two on his team.
And, you know, that brings up a good question because we were talking about it before you got on. We're talking with Jason Mackey, the Post-Gazette, Jason. Between Letang and Kessel, I mean, do you think that there would be a market for those guys that would make it worth the Penguins actually shopping them?
Yeah, I do. I think, I don't know about a market, but I think whatever was there would be worth the Penguins shopping them. This is not going to be a hockey trade per se, where you trade one usable player for another usable player who just might better fit your needs. I mean, this is going to be a salary dump, but with the caveat that they're going to use that money on something else. You know, they want to use that money if they would trade Letang. I don't even know if they'd use it on a defenseman, to be honest with you. You might take that and try to repurpose it into a winger who can go with Crosby and Malkin and kind of carry a little bit of the load. I think something that Rutherford saw in this Islanders series is a bunch of Islanders forwards who were willing to play a structured game, that were willing to play a responsible brand of hockey that the Penguins just weren't willing to play. And in that, of the guys I mentioned, Phil Kessel does not do that. Chris Letang does not do that. Like, these aren't guys that are going to buy into a structure, be difficult to play against, and give you something that you can kind of bank on in terms of an identity. So if you do dump them for a sixth-round pick or whatever the heck it may be, you can spend that money on guys who, you know, obviously score. They need to replace goals here, but they could do it in maybe a different way.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting, and I didn't know, I couldn't tell who asked the actual question, but somebody asked Jim Rutherford about the defense and kind of the lack of team speed, and boy, he was very, very defensive about, you know, the way that, you know, the team was kind of put together, the blue line, so to speak, was put together. And what'd you make of all that?
Yeah, I mean, it was Bumbley that asked the question, and he basically asked him, well, I'll paraphrase a little bit, but, you know, they feel like that they're fast enough on the blue line. And Jim a few times has been a little bit touchy about this. I mean, the short answer is yes, he feels like they're fast enough on the blue line, but he's very sensitive to criticism about Jack Johnson specifically, and I don't think Jonathan was asking so much about Eric Gudbranson, because I think he's been a pretty good player, but just about the overall speed. When you look at Gudbranson, Mata, Jack Johnson, like, you can't sit here and tell me that that blue line is as fast as they were in 2016 and 2017. And I think overall, team speed should be a concern for the Penguins. And Rutherford basically went on to say that this is the best defense corps as a group that they've had since he's been here. And I don't know if I agree with him. In fact, I don't think I do, Paul. And they need to be better on defense. I think they have some very good pieces. I mean, I look at Marcus Pettersson, and that's a great addition. I like what Eric Gudbranson has brought. You know, you've got a legitimate top pairing guy in Brian Dumoulin. Chris Letang can be that if he can get his head out of his you-know-where occasionally. Justin Schultz is very good, but they do need to get a little bit more mobile on the back end.
Yeah, and I think that's interesting. It's one of the things that, you know, one of the things that a lot of people have talked about is that Jack Johnson, they're kind of, they've got him for four more years after this.
Yeah, and that's a thing that I don't know if people realize. Like, a lot of the blowback that I get on Twitter saying, like, you need to trade this guy, you need to get rid of this guy. To execute a trade, you need to have another party willing to take the player. It's not that easy.
Right.
And Rutherford can be as defiant as he wants. They've got this guy signed for four more years, and he's coming off a, at best, mediocre year. He makes 3.25, and he's 30-something. I don't know off the top of my head, but he's not young. I don't know how many teams are going to be lining up for that. Probably none. So if he can find a taker for Jack Johnson, I'm sure Jim would listen, even if the return is bad. I mean, just to get that contract off the books, I just don't think it's going to be there.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, and I think that's the kind of contract in other circumstances. Obviously, Rutherford has a lot of capital, but in other circumstances, that's the kind of contract that gets a general manager fired, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on what he can do to wiggle out of it. I mean, and to give Jim credit, he's gotten out of some of these things before. And so if he can get somebody to take it, okay. You know, we've wiped the slate clean here. And I think this offseason will be a lot about that. And I think you can live with this season if it is a transition point for the Penguins. And that involves Jack Johnson. That involves everybody. I think there's sort of a sense around the Penguins, and this is from people in the organization, that, okay, we lost, it sucks, but it's kind of a sobering reality as to where we are. And we need to use this to get better, to make some hard decisions, to change some things, because what we're doing right now isn't working. I mean, this isn't some other teams in the NHL or some other teams in this city where it's just okay to say they made the playoffs even if they get spanked when they get in there. I mean, this is bad for the Penguins. This is a failure top to bottom. They didn't win a playoff game. And, you know, when that happens, you're going to do things that aren't subtle.
Well, Jason, hopefully you will not be a stranger now that you're going to have your off season, and hopefully we'll be able to talk to you multiple times between now and the next season.
All right, man. Sounds good. Anytime. Take care, Paul.
All right. That's Jason Mackey, the Post-Gazette, breaking it down like nobody else can.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.